What are things that I want to stop doing? Do you want to stop waking up and checking your cell phone? Do you want to stop complaining and comparing and spending too much time on Netflix and social media? What are the things that are no longer serving you that you don't want to take into this new year? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast. And today I don't have a guest with me. It is just myself. I wanted to record this episode on the 5 strategies for setting yourself and your career up for success in 2024. It is a brand new year, and it always brings with it a new year opportunities to set new goals, get excited, and think about the future and what we want to achieve and create this year ahead. But I also think it is the perfect time to reflect and think about the year just gone and really think, okay, what am I most proud of? What did I accomplish? What am I most grateful for? What were some challenges? Where are some gaps that I want to be working on? And really, who do I want to become in 2024? And really set those good intentions. This is one thing actually that I want to share with you all, because I used to be such a big goal setter. Sat down at the start of a new year, wrote down a long list of goals of what I wanted to achieve. And throughout the year, motivation wanes. You know, we go through those moments where perhaps we're not hitting the goals as quickly as what we wanted. We set these massive expectations and then we feel disappointed when those goals aren't being met. So I have a different way of looking at goals now. And I like to start each year with an intention. So, okay, who do I want to be this year? What's the one word that I want to use to describe myself this year? How do I want to feel going into 2024? I think that this is something we probably don't focus on enough. We're very sort of external when we come to our goal setting, what we want to achieve and what things that we want to get. But perhaps we're not as intentional enough with actually how we want to feel. And I guess that really success in 2024 for me is honestly just waking up every single day and feeling energized and excited for the day ahead. That is generally what a successful year will look like. So having some time to really reflect on the year just gone, and I think we can probably all agree that 2023 tested us in some way. I know for me personally, 2023 has been quite a challenging year for my business, CH Solutions. It's been a quieter year. There has been, I recruit in technology. There's been a lot more tech layoffs. People are being a lot more, were being a lot more careful with their hiring. There were hiring freezes. There were budget cuts. So there's been a lot of things to contend with this year. But I always think to myself that in these situations, this is where I believe that mindset and perspective really come into play, because it's so easy to feel good and feel energized and excited when things are going well. It's in the times where things maybe aren't going to plan that you really go, okay, this is what I've trained for. This is why I do the work. This is why I sit and meditate. This is why I read as many self-development books as I have done, because this is the time when it really comes into play. And all of the tools and the strategies that I've really, I guess, accumulated over my lifetime have been put to the test in 2023, that's for sure. But that whole word of perspective and knowing that it's a chapter and it's not my story, and that, this is just the way the world is. Like, there are dips, there's highs, and life is just a constant, I guess, roller coaster. But also the way I guess I look at it is that if it was all just, in one straight line and nothing really changed and it was constantly great, then we wouldn't have anything to compare it to. So I also think that pain in life is inevitable. We are going to go through pain. We're going to lose loved ones. We might have some sort of financial loss. Things might not go to plan in our business, in our careers. We might lose a job. But struggle, that is a choice. like pain we are going to go through, struggle, how much we focus on it, how long we marinate in it, you know, how often we constantly repurpose the story and identify with it. That's where we get to decide. That's where we have control of. And I guess that, you know, a lot of people are still on that sort of COVID hangover as well. Like, think about what we went through for, you know, a couple of years. You know, it takes time to sort of get back into a rhythm. So if you have struggled in 2023, firstly, know that you are not alone. It has been a tough year for every single person I've spoken to. And I speak to a lot of people in a week. I'm in recruitment. So as you can imagine, I make a lot of phone calls, speaking to clients, candidates, a lot of my friends, like, you know, cost of living, mortgage rates going up. Please do not sit here and think that you are alone, because you are not. Every single person I've spoken to this year has struggled. But that is not how we want to go into 2024, which is why I wanted to record this podcast. So before you set goals and you think about what you want to achieve in 2024, I think it is really important to just reflect and to just let go of 2023 and let go of anything that is no longer serving you. Just let it go. Just say, okay, I don't want to focus on that. I don't want to be that person anymore. This is how I want to show up in 2024. And this is where I'm going. Have a vision of the future. And that in itself will just make you feel a lot more optimistic and help you keep perspective as we move into this new year. The final thing I'll say before I jump into like the strategies and what I believe is going to be essential for setting ourselves up for success is that I don't necessarily think 2024 is going to be any easier. I think there's still going to be challenges, but it's how we embrace those challenges that is going to set us apart. And I think there are two people in life. There are people that are very reactive, and you know, when things come up, they're just constantly in reaction mode. And there's people that are more proactive. And I want to be in the more proactive camp. I want to think, okay, to thrive in this new era, to thrive in my business, in my career, in my life, in my relationships, who do I need to become? What do I need to work on? And what new sort of mindset shift do I need in order to really set me up for success in this brand new year? So on that note, let's get stuck in to the essential tips for success and how we can be proactive and ready for what's to come. Because there's going to be a lot of change. Change is the only constant in life. And I did actually read a really interesting stat the other day, which blew my mind. So we are now exposed to more data in a single day than someone would experience in their entire lifetime in the 15th century. That is insane, right? So we've got this brain that is not used to or even designed to deal with the amount that we've got coming at us every single day. Like it is, you think about all the marketing messages, you think about every time we open our phone, turn our TVs, like constant stimulation. And, you know, I always think to myself, like we are human beings, not human doings. And this whole, I guess, sort of like, you know, busyness that we are sort of all so accustomed to in our lives. Like life has got busy, life has sped up. So I think one thing that I really want to focus on in 2024 is just making sure that I'm carving out enough time just to be, just honestly, just to sit and stare in silence. Like those are the moments where I just sort of, you know, can notice my thoughts, notice how I'm feeling. We're just constantly in go, go, go mode. And we don't actually ever pause to just sit and be. And I think a lot of people think that stillness is being lazy. And I'll put my hand up and say that I used to be one of them. I like to feel productive. I like to be, you know, in feeling like I'm achieving things and doing things. But what I've also come to realize is that to get the best out of myself, to be the most productive in my work, I do need stillness and some silence and some peace in my life as well. So remember that as we go into this year, as the world continues to speed up, as we're exposed to more technology, more messages, more social media, like it's not going to slow down. But we can then carve out some time for us in our weeks just to sit and be and do nothing, not turn the TV on, not look at our smartphones, literally just to sit. And one little challenge I sort of gave myself this year was any time I went into a coffee shop or, you know, just sat with a coffee, I made a very conscious effort to not pick up my phone. In fact, most of the time, I wouldn't even take my phone with me into the coffee shop. And I would just sit with my morning coffee and just really enjoy being present with that coffee or with Kyle, my partner, or with Pam, my business partner, best friend. So these are just things that I really want to focus on as well in 2024, because it is, life isn't going to slow down, is what I'm saying. And we need to make sure that we are carving out some peace and some stillness into our lives. Because I think more and more and more for our own mental well-being, we are going to need those moments. So just a little side note there. But the first thing that I believe is essential for setting us up for success in 2024 is having that adaptability mindset. And as I said before, change is the only constant in life. Things are constantly changing. And when it comes to setting goals, I honestly now do not even think more than 2-3 years tops ahead. I don't set myself a 10-year goal. I don't set myself a 5-year goal because, do you know what? Life can change. I'll give you an example. 3 years ago, I was living on the Gold Coast and my business partner, Pam, was living in Torquay. And if you had said to me 3 years ago that I'd be living in Torquay when I absolutely loved living on the Gold Coast and having sunshine all year round, I would have literally laughed out loud. But here I am. If you had said to me that I was going to go traveling in a converted Sprinter van a few years back, again, I would have gone, haha, who are you kidding? Yeah, I did it. Change and things constantly change. Things are constantly like evolving. We're constantly evolving. Ourselves, our bodies are constantly evolving. So I just think trying to set a goal for 5-10 years time is, in my mind now, with what the way the world is moving, is a little bit nuts, in my personal opinion. And I've done it before and things just have changed so dramatically and so quickly that, again, I never thought I'd be sat in Torquay recording this podcast with you now, or traveled for 6 months around Australia. Like, but these things happen. Change is constantly, it is the only constant in life, and we're constantly evolving, and things that serve us now might not serve us in a year's time. So when you're setting goals, remember that whole adaptability piece, and just sometimes we just need to surrender and just sort of trust that there is a plan for us. Keep on taking action each day and just making sure that you're constantly checking in with yourself to make sure that, this is right for me, or this is still what I want. And I think that's the key when we are sort of moving forward throughout this next sort of year, is constantly just doing those check-ins, constantly making sure that we're not out of alignment, or we're not sacrificing our values in the here and now to achieve a goal. Like, always make sure that, you know, you are sort of spending those times just with yourself and just sort of doing those touch points throughout the year to make sure, oh yeah, am I on track? Yep. Or actually, I'm feeling a little bit like overwhelmed, or I'm feeling a bit out of balance, or actually I'm getting sick a bit more often. Maybe something's not quite right. Because I do honestly think that our bodies are always sending us messages, and I'm very in tune with what's going on internally. And if I feel like slightly something's not quite right, I will just sort of spend a bit more time and go, okay, what's off? What's out of balance here? But adaptability for your life, for your career, for your business, wherever you are in your journey right now, I think is absolutely crucial as we move into 2024. And the only other thing I would add to that from a sort of a career standpoint is that make sure that you are staying up to date with industry trends, what's going on in your industry. Like, if you are in technology, for example, like, you know, make sure you're across blockchain technology, Web3. Make sure you understand, you know, what's happening in AI, because these are the technologies of the future. Like, there's no escaping them now. They're coming, they're here. And making sure that we are using them to our benefit. Like, I honestly think this is such a massive opportunity. Like, you think back to the start of the internet and all of that opportunity, like the people that, you know, started doing Google AdWords and email marketing, think about how much they grew their business and their lives and their career and their finances during that time. I think we're in this era again. I think blockchain technology, Web3, AI, we kind of are at the start of the internet 3.0. And that's super exciting. And don't be one of those people that bury their heads in the sand, like the ostrich effect, where you just head in the sand, the tidal waves come in and you just constantly, and you're just ignoring it. The tidal wave is coming, and with it is a huge amount of opportunity. So maybe think about, okay, what skills could I learn? You know, if you're a developer, could you be upskilling your coding skills? Could you be learning how to build on ChatGPT? And could you be looking into blockchain technologies? Could you be looking into the Ethereum network? Like, there's so much that you could be doing. If you're in social media, you know, are you across all of the social media platforms? Are you learning about what's hot, what's not? Like, huge. Absolutely huge. And even in our business right now, like, I'm constantly looking at new tools for AI. For example, the Riverside, where we sort of use, where we record the podcast on, they've now integrated a new AI tool that basically is going to type out everything I've just said in this podcast. So what we'll do with that is we'll take that and we'll basically turn that into a newsletter, turn that into some copy. And that's just literally saved us 3 hours worth of work. So use the technology, use these tools to get yourself ahead in 2024, to save you time, to save you money, and to really set yourself apart from your competitors, from other job seekers. Like, yeah, make sure that you are learning and that you are understanding what's going on in your industry. And even if tech isn't your industry, I still highly recommend that you look into blockchain technology, you look into Web3, you look into AI and all of the tools that are coming with that, because it is going to explode. And for me personally, I think it is very, very exciting. And I'm super pumped for next year and how we're going to be using these new technologies in our business. So the second thing that I would say that is an absolute essential for 2024 is networking. And look, I think this is, networking is a funny one, because I know a lot of people from hosting the Sisterhood Club socials over the last sort of 18 months, a lot of people get really nervous about coming into networking events. And I can completely understand why. Pam and I actually did a whole episode on how to network with confidence. So if networking is something that you do struggle with, go back and listen to that episode, because there was a ton of value in that for those of you that do feel nervous. But look, we were locked in our houses for 2 years, right? So it feels almost a little bit like foreign still. And I still think people, like I said, are on that COVID hangover and still maybe a little bit nervous about socializing and being in bigger crowds. But look, we can't let that hold us back in 2024. We need to get out there. We need to meet people. We need to mingle, because honestly, when you go to these networking events, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what opportunities are going to open up for you. And look, I used to network totally wrong. I used to go to these networking events and just think a good sign of a networking event is just to get a stack of business cards and shake some hands. Now I am so intentional when I go to networking events, and I always go with the mindset of what can I give versus what can I get. And I think if you go to networking events with that type of mindset, you are going to get so much from these events. You're going to go, you're going to be like a magnet, because you're going in with this positive energy and people are going to want to speak to you. So networking in 2024, I personally believe is going to be absolutely huge. And I am so excited to host 3 more Sisterhood Club social events next year. So if you're in Melbourne, please come along to one of our events. I promise you, you will not regret it. I have not had one person come to the event and go, "Whoa, that was rubbish." People come, they love it, they learn, they meet some amazing people. And honestly, every single person in that room is a wonderful human being. Like, we just don't seem to attract people who are just there for themselves. We attract people who want to help, who want to learn, who want to grow, who want to advance in their careers. So if you want to be in a room with professionals, if you want to be, you know, learning and developing in your career, come along to these events. You never know who you'll meet. You'll never know what opportunities will reveal themselves. Like, we've had women come to these events and then get a job off the back of it. We've had women come to these events and men and then sort of end up on boards. So there's who is in the room is they're pretty exceptional people. So come to an event next year. And if you can't make a Sisterhood Club social event because you're in America or UK, just pick maybe one a quarter and go, right, that's the event I want to go to, or go to a meetup, or just get yourself out there, because the skills of communicating, the skills of meeting people, that is something you want to develop moving forward. That is going to be such a crucial skill in 2024 and beyond, because we are all online, right? So it's how you present yourself in real life that is going to be a really standout skill of the future. The third thing that I believe is going to be essential for setting yourself up for success in your careers, in your business, in your life in 2024 is your online brand. Now, your personal brand is, again, this could be a whole podcast in itself, right? But I often reflect on why I post so much content, why I've started a podcast. And the first thing that always comes to me is that I genuinely want to help. I think back to Georgie 5 years ago and what she needed to hear or what she could have benefited from. And that's honestly a lot of the time who I create content for is the younger version of me, the more shy, timid, less confident, less sure of a self version of myself. And I also think, what do people need to hear right now? What am I struggling with right now? What experiences can I share? And coming from that authenticity of just wanting to help people and just generally thinking, what value can I offer the marketplace? What skills, strengths can I bring? Is such a nice way of creating content and also sets you apart from your competitors, from other people, and puts you as a thought leader in your area of expertise. But it is such, I believe, honestly, an important thing because the world is getting busier, the competition is rising, and how are you going to set yourself apart? Like my husband and I were talking about this the other day. So he trained as an actor. And when he started his career, he had to go to university for 3 years to get a degree. And nowadays, he was talking to his friends who are still very much in the field. Like movies, episodes, they're not just interested in where you went to university. They're interested in how many followers do you have on TikTok? Like that is kind of the way the world's moving. Like whether you like it or not, you have got an online brand, period. Because employers are going to go to your Facebook, stalk you online. So what do you want your online brand to be? Now, for me, I focus a lot on LinkedIn. I know it's where our clients are. It's good for CH Solutions. It's good for business. And just as an example, like, if I hadn't started posting on LinkedIn a few years ago, I know I would not have had the clients that have come on board for CH Solutions. I know I wouldn't have been given any of the opportunities that I've been given. So for example, I've been asked to speak on some panels and on some podcasts. And then I've started my own podcast, obviously Career Confidence, which is now top 5% globally. Like if I didn't have a personal brand, if I hadn't invested in that, none of that would have happened. The opportunities that can come from having a personal brand are huge. And honestly, putting yourself out there it can be scary, but at the end of the day, like, I just think if someone's, you know, people say like, oh, I'm worried about what people are going to think of me. And I'm like, well, do you know what? You can't let that stop you. If you have something you want to share with the world, and every single person has got something, every single person's got a unique gift to share, you are doing yourself and the world a disservice by not sharing that message. What? Because you're scared of one person, like some person that's probably got so much pain in their life that you're letting them stop you from doing what you want to do and putting yourself out there and achieving incredible things. Like that is madness. And yeah, sure, I've had some haters come into my LinkedIn and send me a few like, you know, messages, but it's so few and far between. And honestly, if somebody does that, I literally think to myself, God, how sad that person is in so much pain. They must hate themselves so much that they've come into my online space and left me a nasty comment. I have nothing but empathy for these people because hurt people hurt people. You don't get a happy, successful person typing out negativity and hate. You just don't. I can't even imagine ever going onto someone else's social media platform and writing something nasty. I just, one, I don't have the time. And two, I see somebody else putting themselves out there and I go, good for you. that's fantastic. Oh, I really liked that piece of content. Or he or she got me thinking a different way. How fantastic. So if you're not doing it because you're worried about what someone's going to think, your family members, your friends, your coworkers, then you are literally going to get to the end of your life and think, God, like, why didn't I do it? And to me, that's scarier, living life with regret, than posting a bit of content and getting the rewards of doing so, then worried about what someone's going to think of me. And to be quite honest with you as well, what I've come to realize is that no one is actually thinking of you. People are so thinking of themselves and what they need to do in their lives. They're not giving you a second thought. So personal branding in 2024, what are your unique gifts? What have you got to share to the world? What value can you give? And remember, you need to be one or two steps ahead of someone else to offer enough value. So think about, what do I want to be known for? How can I stand out? What is my online presence? And trust me, opportunities will open up for you in the job market, in business, by having an online brand and posting. So that's my little rant there on personal branding, but it is really important. I can't stress it enough. The opportunities that have come my way from having an online brand are huge. And next year, I'll be doubling down even more on it, posting more content. We're about to hire another video editor to help us get more content out for the podcast. Like, it's going to be massive in 2024. And just watch, because yeah, we're going to post even more content. And I'm really excited about it. So strategy number four is another really, really big one, which is committing to lifelong learning. Now, I know for a fact that I would not be sat here right now had I not started to invest in myself many, many years ago. And when people think online learning or learning in general, they think university, school, after school, like a lot of things that would take time and money. And honestly, I think we are living in the best time in history where we can access so much knowledge. Like, you can go, like, let's just take books for an example. Someone has poured lifelong learnings into a book that you can buy for 20, 30 bucks. Why would you not want to read that or listen to an audiobook? Like, someone's grown a hugely successful business. I want to go and find out how they've done it. Or someone's speaking about how they overcame anxiety and depression. I want to go and read that book, because maybe there'll be some learnings in there for me. I've lost count of how many books that I've read over the last 5 years, but every single book has offered me something. And when I've applied it, because that's really important, because, you know, you could just have really knowledgeable drawers or a bookshelf, but you've really got to apply the knowledge into your life and think, how can I use this to help advance in my career, or help advance in my business, or help advance in my health? But if you read and you implement the knowledge that you've learned, watch as your life continues to get better and better and better. And if I hadn't have invested, I guess, as much into myself over the last sort of 5 years, I know that this year just gone, 2023, would have been, well, I don't know how I would have got through it at points, to be honest, because there were some really challenging times in there. But because I've got tools, because I've got strategies, because I have invested in my learning, and I know how to handle stressful situations, and I know how my mind thinks, and I know how to overcome these things, wow, like, I was able to find mostly peace in 2023 and surrender to things and see obstacles as opportunities. So that, working on myself over the last 5 years has really enabled me to approach situations with a growth mindset. So maybe this year, setting yourself like a little goal to either read or listen to one book a month, instead of listening to music or scrolling and looking on your social media or the news on your commute, maybe you could put on a podcast. Like, use the downtime, use the time where you're commuting or you're running or you're doing some exercise or in the gym to stack, to go, okay, what else could I be doing? So I'm right now that could also be offering my mind and my body and whatever it is, some help or some guidance or some learnings. But investing in yourself for this next period, for 2024 and beyond, is going to be crucial, and it will set you apart. Like, honestly, the amount now of times that we're getting asked for people with, you know, soft skills. Like it never used to, like 10 years, but I've been doing this now for over 10 years, right? It was more of like a tick in the box exercise. Has this person got this skill? Cool, let's hire them. Now, the focus and emphasis on softer skills, emotional intelligence, growth mindset, resilience, ability to overcome challenges, problem solving, these softer skills are what our clients at See It Solutions are asking for above all else, because they've realized that the hard skills can be taught. For example, we had an interview last year, it was the final sort of interview of the year, and this particular candidate on paper had, you know, a reasonable amount of skills. And the client was a little bit hesitant to interview them. And we said, listen, this person is exceptional, great communicator, problem solver, very like able to just like storytell. And I honestly believe this person would be such a great culture add. Anyway, long story short, they interview this person and they hire them. And the reason why they hired them is because of their attitude, their communication style, the way that when they asked them questions, they were able to just sort of like tell the client how they would solve that. Like that's the reason this person got the job, not because they ticked every single hard skill on the job brief. It was their ability to communicate, their storytelling, their emotional intelligence, their growth mindset. That's what got them the job. And they actually were, they took that person over somebody that actually technically was stronger. So case in point, keep on developing yourself, and especially from that growth mindset perspective, because it's those softer skills that are what employers and companies are going to be looking for far more than just the hard stuff now. So we need to be focusing our energy into these different skills. Final point on how to set ourselves up for success in 2024. And this is a big one for me, achieving work-life integration. Now, I use the word integration or blend, work-life blending, because at the end of the day, I think any time that I've tried to strive for balance, things have just gone out of balance. You know, I think we put a lot of pressure to be like, I've got to find balance. I've got to have these hard, fast boundaries and these rules around work and these rules around play. And we do. We absolutely do need boundaries, and we absolutely do need downtime, and we absolutely do just need to learn to just shut down my laptop, you know, delete the notifications from our phone. But what I think I've also come to realize in life is that life will ebb and flow, and there will be times in life where things are quieter, and then there will be other times when life gets a bit busier. And that is just life. Like, for example, like right now I'm in a quieter season. You know, it's just been Christmas. It's the new year. You know, the business is shut down until next week. So I'm just really enjoying this quieter time. I'm actually going to be going away to Tasmania this week as well. I'm going over on the Spirit Tasmania. We're taking the van, Eddie the van. So if you want to see what we're going to be getting up to over there, make sure you follow me on Instagram. So I'll be posting a few little videos on what we're getting up to over there. But I'm just embracing January. Instead of trying to force things and sit by my laptop and do a load of business development and resource and things, I just go, just surrender to this little season that you're in now, because I do know that 2024 is going to be quite full, and there's going to be weeks where maybe the balance does tip slightly. And you know what? That's okay, because I know that then there's also going to be quieter times in work and business as well. So I've just learned to sort of embrace where I'm at throughout the year. But when I am in those busier times, I also make sure, and this is really important for me personally, that things like my morning routine are really dialed in. So I might wake up a little bit earlier, so I have enough time to do my 20-minute meditation, set my intention for the day, and then go and do some movement, whether it's going for a walk, whether it's going for a bike ride, going to the gym, going for a run. But I will always make sure that I protect my mornings and just do something in there for myself that's going to set me up for the day ahead. And then what I also do when life starts to get busier and fuller, I will make sure that I've got my break scheduled in. So no one can just book that time on a podcast, or my team can't just go, oh, I want you to review these resumes or whatever it is. I'll just make sure that in my calendar throughout the week, I have these 15, 30 minute breaks just to reset, recharge, go for a walk around the block, sit and have a cup of tea, or go and grab a coffee, whatever it is that I'm going to do to recharge. Because the reality is we cannot just work in pure focus and productivity all day. It is impossible. And if you can, then I want to speak to you, because it's not something I can do. I need my mini breaks throughout the day to reset and refresh. So when you are sort of going through those busier periods throughout the year where work does get quite intense, just make sure that you have got those breaks scheduled in. Make sure that you are doing something every single day to set yourself up for success, because I like to think of it this way: how we start our days impact the rest of the days, and then our days go on to impact our weeks, our months, our years. So I do really put a lot of focus and energy into my morning routine, because I know that when I do that, I feel great for the rest of the day. And look, some people might not need that, and that's okay. Everyone's different. Everyone's an individual. I know for me, mornings are really precious. So I make sure that I protect my mornings. And I don't book any meetings before sort of like 9:30. So I wake up around sort of 5 or 5:30. I do my meditation. So I've got a nice chunk at the start of the day to really fill my cup up. So when I go into the day and I'm dealing with candidates and clients and the team and everything else, I'm topped up. And then I make sure that I don't deplete completely by the end of the day. And how I do that is just scheduling in a few breaks so I can make sure that my mind is still clear, I'm feeling energized going into each task. That is absolutely crucial for me and is definitely a way that I'll be personally setting myself up for success in 2024. But that is today's episode. I don't know how long I've been chatting for. I sort of go off on a bit of a tangent sometimes, but look, hopefully you have got something from this episode today and thinking about how you want to set yourself up this year. And really thinking, okay, how can I be intentional? How do I want to show up? How can I set myself up for success? What are things that I want to stop doing in 2023? Like, do you want to stop waking up and checking your cell phone? Do you want to stop complaining and comparing and spending too much time on Netflix and social media? Like, what are the things that are no longer serving you that you don't want to take into this new year? And I think sometimes we do too much of a, we're going to start doing this, we're going to start doing this, and we add. I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start going for a run. I'm going to start doing this. But actually, maybe we reframe that and go, what am I going to stop doing? What am I going to remove from my life that's no longer serving me? And then that actually then creates more space to then fill that stop doing with something more positive. And what that looks like for you is for you to decide. But I think maybe instead of adding things into our already full lives and full weeks, is there anything in there that we could remove and take away that could actually help us become better versions of ourselves in 2024? But that is today's episode. I would absolutely love to hear from you. I absolutely love it. Lifts my spirit when you reach out to me and tell me what your takeaway was from an episode. I've honestly got so many amazing more episodes planned with some incredible guests. I'm so excited to share the conversations that I'm having with you. It's been a really exciting journey so far with this podcast, and many, many more fantastic episodes to come. And if you do like the solo cast, let me know. And, you know, maybe I could do a few more this year if you really enjoyed this one. And tell me like something that maybe you want me to speak about, something you're struggling with right now, or something you want more clarity on. And I'd love to share my thoughts on whatever you're going through, because I'm sure if you're going through it, someone else will be going through it. And it's really good to build up this community and really sort of, you know, make sure that everyone who's listening to these podcasts each week gets something from it. But thank you so much. And if you want to give me a little gift in the new year, please just subscribe. Or if you're on Apple or Spotify, leave a review and a rating. It would absolutely mean the world to me. So thank you so much. Have an incredible new year. Set yourself a success. And I can't wait to speak to you more in 2024. Have a good one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.